This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
And as we bring on Dennis Lynn, just mentioned the Phillies losing an ace. The Padres could be getting one back again in Michael King. Dennis, what was the report on his simulated game? I didn't get to see it in person, but I know things look like they were pretty positive. Could Michael King be returning in the next week or so?
He could. It'll depend on how he feels today, coming back to the clubhouse and how he recovers from yesterday, but you know, they had the sim game at Petco not that long ago when he was, you know, coming back from the IL the first time. And he revealed later, obviously, that his left knee was not feeling great. So unless he's, playing coy, he felt a lot better coming out of the sim game yesterday. And it'll just be a matter of how, you know, he wakes up today and whether they feel like they can get by with him maybe going only, I don't know, 4 or 5 innings against the Twins this weekend. But I would expect he should be back within the next 2 weeks if everything goes well.
You know, D-Lynn, I liked your piece that you wrote about the struggles, at least against one team, really, and one team only, Jeremiah Estrada. We talked about it in the open this morning, or second segment, but we were talking about it. We didn't mention what he had said after the game. He said a bunch of goofy ass happens in baseball. I don't know if I'm tipping pitches. They might even know what color underwear I'm wearing. I mean, I don't even know what the heck it is. It's a hard game. Sometimes it could get to you. Schilt was asked about that after the game. And, you know, he got a little testy, a little defensive, Dennis. What are you seeing right now as the pressure kind of builds on the San Diego Padres in their march towards October? It seems they're going to be really, really defensive about any moves they make.
Yeah, I see a manager who is just going to do his thing and, you know, trust his players. We'll see if that's still the case in October in terms of certain matchups. I see a reliever who grew up a Dodgers fan, so there's probably a little more emotion there for him in these matchups. And he is a guy who, you know, has had some blow-ups in bigger situations, but he's also been a borderline all-star the last two seasons. So I understand why Mike Schilt went to Estrada in those situations, and also see a guy on who didn't leave the bullpen, and David Morgan, who might get entrusted with bigger situations down the stretch, but he's still a rookie. He's still like 3 years into his career as a pitcher, basically. So I don't know if they're going to test him that much, but Estrada is someone you're going to need down the stretch and in October. So if you run from these matchups, as Mike Schilt might put it, that would not be the best way to build his confidence. But I think on the flip side of that, you're also running from that potential Will Smith pinch hit a bat yesterday,
yep.
which I understand, but I think it's also worth noting that Adrian Morejone has had more success against left-handers or left-handed hitters this year than righty hitters. So a lot to think about down the stretch, right?
You know, it's interesting because as much as Mike Shildt goes to bat for his players, by choosing one over another, he's always showing confidence in one guy and not as much in the other guy. And, you know, that's just baseball. You have 26 players. You have confidence in all of them, but ultimately he chooses to use the ones that he uses. You mentioned David Morgan. Could have gone with him. I certainly get the argument, Dennis, that David Morgan really hasn't had a lot of high leverage opportunities so far in his career. He's probably the least trustworthy, maybe member of your bullpen at this point, but he's also probably earned some more chances.
Really?
Well, I mean,
Yuki exists and... You know.
Well, I don't really.
You mean of the high leverage
of the guys that you would actually even think about using in a tie game?
Yeah.
I don't think Yuki even qualifies as one of those at this point.
Listen, clarification is important there, Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any manager managing the Padres, whether it's Mike Shildt or whoever else, would have gone to David Morgan in that spot. But yeah, I think the thing, just if we could riff on him just for a little bit, he's been really, really impressive. And the thing that's impressed the Padres most, besides just how good his stuff is his mentality. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if he gets tried out as a starter at some point in the future, because he's got, you know, multiple good pitches. He's added that sinker midseason that's, you know, done really well against other teams. And he's a guy that they feel like they can trust in big situations despite his inexperience. So, it's a good problem for a manager to have so many options in the bullpen. But sometimes you just have to, I guess, put aside lanes and kind of go with your gut. And we will see if they make adjustments down the stretch. They're certainly not going to tell us in advance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, that's absolutely one thing we know. They're not going to tell us in advance. And that's the thing I think I'm most curious about, how these next 31 games are managed. And then everything kind of goes out the window when it comes to October, right? Like it's no time for hurt feelings, no time for ego. We're all pulling on the same rope. That's what we've been told the entire season. And when October rolls around, you know, do you have the temerity to switch things up? Do you have the temerity to go to a guy that you haven't gone to before? That's where it's going to be super interesting to see. And if history is indication, they probably won't. They're probably going to roll out what they trust and you know, let the chips fall where they may. Dennis, is that an accurate statement?
They have a team and they have a bullpen especially that they feel gives them a leg up. I still maintain that if Fernando Tatis doesn't break this month-long homerless streak, it's going to be a little worrisome going into the playoffs, especially with Jackson Merrill still, going through a tough sophomore season. He's on the IL too, as we all know. And if you don't hit home runs in the playoffs, like the Padres have not been hitting home runs all season, that makes it tougher. I think the last team to rank in the bottom five, like the Padres are now in terms of home runs to win the World Series, the 2012 Giants. And that took obviously some huge efforts from their pitching staff, which the Padres certainly have in them, I think, in October. So the margin of error is going to be thin, I think. And Padres just need to give themselves the best opportunities available. So that will, you know, require optimizing the lineup and optimizing, you know, your bullpen and pitching usage. So it'll be really interesting to see how they handle some of these things, you know, this final month.
Well, I think, yeah, that's the thing, is the next 31 games are going to be really fascinating to watch. And I think it is important to remember, Schilte should remember this too. Like, we're new to this as well. Like, I'm not saying he is, we are. We're new to this. Like, being in the division race in 2025 against the LA Dodgers, who spent $1 billion in the offseason, they got every good player. This is new territory for fans. It's new territory for reporters. We want to see what you're going to do. And I think it's fair to ask questions about it. And I do trust the process. Obviously, 17 games over 500, man, that's pretty good. That's kind of where I thought the ceiling would be for this team. And I just, you know, this is all new territory for all of us.
You're right. And even if they are in such great position, then I think anyone would have taken on, you know, the first day of the season.
Yep.
Or even as far back as, you know, spring training, when everyone was complaining about the sky falling and, you know, Roki Sasaki's not a Padre. It's how are we going to compete? Well, maybe not according to Mike Schilte. Of course, he says, you know, they were all very confident in
That's right.
They would be in this position. So we will see. But yeah, getting a home field advantage is going to be critical.
Yes.
Because as we all know, the Padres are a whole lot better at home than they are on the road. And sometimes home runs don't fly out in Petco Park, as we saw, you know, the last few nights. And sometimes they do on a, you know, a humid day game. But still, the fact is, you know, either getting that bye, that first round bye that you guys alluded to earlier, and or just getting home field advantage, that's going to be essential for the Padres.
Yeah, critical, because as I just pointed out, if the season ended right now, Padres would go to Wrigley Field for a best of three series to open the playoffs as the number two wild card team, despite being tied with the Dodgers because they don't have the tiebreakers. So we will be doing a lot of scoreboard watching for sure over the next month. Dennis, we will continue to check in with you every Monday. Appreciate it as always. Have a good week.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.